Hi, I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette-Journal, and welcome to an all-new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Today's guest, Chris Lehman. She's the 2009 president of the Reno Sparks Association of Realtors, and Sue Nauman, the 2009 president of the Greater Las Vegas Association of Realtors. On our pundit panel today, we have Bob Barango, Marilyn York, and Rue Goodenow. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com. Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
Discover a place where entrees are served free of distractions. Wine Spectator has.
Enjoy great contemporary cuisine at David's Grill at Red Hawk.
You've got to visit Nothing Bundt Cakes. They literally sell Nothing Bundt Cakes. 10 flavors every month, including chocolate, chocolate chip, and lemon. And they come in 8-inch and 10-inch sizes, as well as the Bundtlets, which are a great gift at under $5, and they're huge. The cakes can be personalized for birthdays or holidays, and they make a unique centerpiece and a great treat for a staff lunch or office meeting. And check out their non-traditional wedding cakes. Nothing Bundt Cakes in the Smithridge Shopping Center next to Trader Joe's.
Welcome to the most progressive industrial park in America. I'm Lance Gilman, and this is the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Our feature subject is the 15-mile extension of the USA Parkway, connecting north to south and I-80 to Highway 50. When complete, this highway will open up rural Nevada to this major employment center. The shorter commute will save Nevada over 500,000 gallons of fuel and eliminate 22 million pounds of CO2 emissions in the first year alone. This is the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're very pleased to welcome to the program Chris Lehman, who is the president of the Reno Sparks Association of Realtors, and Sue Nauman, who's the president of the Greater Las Vegas Association of Realtors. Pleasure to have both of you on the program so we can take a look at the perspective of home sales across our state. Let's start out with Las Vegas and talk about, are we stable at this point? Are we still going down?
We're starting to stabilize. The last 3 months, our statistics have shown prices to be relatively stable. We had an increase in market value in condo townhouses, not last month, but the month before. So that was encouraging. We had a slight dip overall last month, but we're starting to stabilize.
How about in Northern Nevada?
In the Reno Sparks market, we've seen a stable median, and actually for the month of September, looking at a 5% jump in the median price, with very amplified sales volume.
Okay, so what do you think is driving this at this point? Is it just the fact that the homes have become more affordable? Are there more people moving in now? What's the situation, do you think?
Well, during our big frenzy that everybody's aware of about 3 years ago, our workforce housing was priced out of the market. And we were seeing prices double in 6 months. And it was an inflated valuation. So when the market finally caught up and they said, well, this is ridiculous that this house is priced at that, when we started our decline, then we started seeing more affordability for the workforce housing. Our median price income, or our median price right now, is about $135,000, and condos and townhouses are down to $79,000, $89,000.
And what were they at the peak?
A townhouse that would have sold, or a condo that would have sold for $225,000, is now $75,000. I saw, for example, one of my friends bought a house, an older townhome, about 3 years ago for $124,000. One just sold in there for $27,000.
Wow.
And another one for $47,000.
And so what you're basically saying is that teachers and, you know, regular folks can now go out and afford to buy homes where they were just totally priced out of the marketplace.
Absolutely. And they can take advantage of the first-time homebuyer tax credit as well, at least up until November, unless they can get the extension through. But it's also a good time, I mean, for an investor, a true investor, to increase his rental portfolio.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
In Reno, we've seen similar price drops, not to the extremes that Las Vegas has seen, but that first-time home buyer really has an opportunity today that wasn't there 3 years ago. Great interest rates are also keeping buyers in the market, and as Sue said, the tax credit is a big push for people to get in by that November 30 deadline.
Are you finding that there is money that's in the marketplace that people weren't spending at that point, but now that they're seeing bargains, just like they did with the Cash for Clunkers program, the bargains and the government incentives are getting people to loosen up on the money that they already had or the credit ability that they had?
I believe so. People who have rented for decades now can buy up, move into a nicer residence, and be spending less money on a house payment than they've been paying in rent.
What about the foreclosure situation? I mean, are we still seeing more waves of this coming down the pike?
It's subsided somewhat now. We don't know if the banks are holding until a later time. You've got to remember, too, the one thing that has, at least for investor, from the investor perspective, is that people who, unfortunately, were foreclosed upon in the marketplace, they were used to then living in a home with the dog and the family, and it's hard for them to go back to an apartment. So from an investor perspective, if they're increasing their rental portfolio, they have a lot. People still want to move back into a home so that they feel like they have a home for their family.
I hear a lot of complaints from realtors about working with the banks. What do you think this is all about? Because it seems like we've had enough period of time here where the banks would be able to figure out, you know, the market conditions and be able to work. But some of these short sales are just taking forever to get completed.
It seems that there's no logic in the way banks work, but there's always a reason when you get down to it. Homeowners are contractually obligated to pay that bank back, and the bank is not fast to take a different answer than that payback. So I don't see an end coming to the challenges of getting short sales moved. Hopefully the answer isn't that they continue to become foreclosures, but it's an unknown. I don't know. Sue, what do you think with the banks?
I think that when we met with Fannie Mae before their Black Monday, about a year ago, they had asked us, as a board or as an association in Las Vegas, why we were so successful in selling, you know, 60-80% of the REOs on the market.
What's an REO?
The REO is real estate owned. It's a bank-owned foreclosed property. And the short sales were only about 8%. Well, you never speak to the same person twice. No one's empowered to make a decision. And it takes them so long to go through everything to get an answer, then it's already foreclosed by that time.
So if you're a home buyer and you're looking at inventory, you have a short sale next to an REO, foreclosed property, you're going to choose the foreclosed property. It's a sure thing. You're going to move into that house in 30 to 45 days.
I don't know if it's a sure thing, you know, because we're having multiple offer situations.
Right, if you can, in fact, get the property. But if you contract on the short sale, you're looking at 6 months and maybe never.
Okay,
hold a second. We have to make some money here. Make some money. We'll come back and we'll talk more. Fascinating topic to a lot of our viewers and listeners. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family law firm.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
With the change of seasons upon us, it's time to start thinking about re-roofing your commercial building before the weather changes. D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal has you covered with great products from Firestone. Remember, there's not just one product for every project. D&D and Firestone have the right product for your roof. The experts at D&D Roofing will give you a tailor-made roof for your building. For more information, call 685-5555 or go to the website ddroofing.com.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tabarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tabarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tabarack Junction, your junction for fun.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and we protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit MarilynYork.net for all your family law needs.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Chris Lehman, the president of the Reno Sparks Association of Realtors, and Sue Nauman, who is the president of the Greater Las Vegas Association of Realtors. So let's talk about new versus, you know, homes that have been on the market for a while. The pricing seems to be coming into a balance here where, you know, builders are starting to sell homes again, new homes.
A little bit. We're seeing builders starting to pull permits, but they're not going to ramp up like they did in the past. We've seen builders consolidate. We've seen some builders leave our market. So that is beginning to shake out, but it's going to be a slow road, I believe.
How about in Las Vegas?
In Las Vegas, we're starting to see, we have our builders that have been very steady, and we're starting to see that they're completing projects and pulling permits the same as here. However, they've been advertising lately that why deal with a foreclosed property and a short sale? You know, they're giving some of the same terms. It's kind of like the auto dealers with the cash for clunkers. They were matching the rebates. Problem with new homes that I see it at the present time is they don't have enough standing inventory so that anyone that is wanting to take advantage of the first-time home buyer credit and they have to close by the end of November, they're not able to produce and deliver the home by that time.
Do you have areas of problem neighborhoods where there are so many foreclosures that it's lowering the whole value of the neighborhood to the point where people don't want to come into that area, or is that being absorbed?
It's being absorbed now, I believe. And I think part of it is that the banks aren't releasing as many foreclosures as they did in the past. Now, you'd ask a question a moment ago that I'd like to go back to if
sure.
we could. Why was it difficult to get a short sale through versus an REO, the bank-owned foreclosed property? And one reason, I believe, is a big factor in it is because even though they have their mortgage at a higher rate and higher than what the value of the property is now, there is private mortgage insurance on these properties. And so they could be file a claim against their PMI company and get more than they would in a short sale.
Well, that's interesting. Let's talk about the condo market. Obviously, the prices have fallen dramatically. Are there buyers at this point for these condos? Are people moving up?
Reno has a abundance of condos, as we know, and I don't believe that the pricing has come quite into line with what's necessary to move those units. We see buildings, you know, sitting with so many empty units, it's got to be frightening for a buyer to be faced with the question of, is this building going to make it? Will it fill up? And until the pricing comes a little more into line, I don't see our condo market changing. Vegas, I think, has such a larger inventory of condos mm-hmm. that might be a better...
Well, and I was going to ask you about Project City Center coming online. Already some of the condos have been taken out of the mix in that project, but there's still a lot of condos to fill, and it sounds like they're going to dramatically lower prices there.
I haven't heard the latest information on that, so I don't know how much they've lowered them. I've been dealing primarily with first-time home buyers, and obviously any buyer that's buying in City Center is not a first-time home buyer. It doesn't fit that category.
Profile, right.
So it's exhausting, you know, in the marketplace. There are a lot of properties that are out there, but again, we were reporting our statistics in the marketplace as being in the total number available as being the including contingents and pending sales, because basically they are still available up until they close.
Yeah, I think the real story that isn't out there is that we have inventory shortages, especially at entry level pricing, but really all the way up to $400,000 and $500,000. There is short sale inventory that appears to be available, but when buyers get into those contracts, they're kind of left in limbo.
It's months, and so basically you have the short sale inventory, and it takes so long that by the time they do get an approval, then the buyers walked away because they can't, it won't fit into their time frame, and they're looking for something else. So lately, you know, if it's gone through all of the paperwork and all the bank process, and they're advertising it then as being like an approved short sale, it takes a lot less time, and I think that might be an alternative.
That would
to
really
some of the
stabilize
REOs.
The entire market to have short sales approved before they're on the market, make them marketable, and then put them on the market.
Well, and at least have a decision with a range. If you get an offer within this range, then accept it.
Absolutely.
Okay. We look forward to having you ladies come back on. You're great guests, and we really appreciate you being here, and it sounds like there's cause for a little optimism.
Thanks for
having me. Okay, thanks for being here. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Item 29 was held, so that brings us to item 30, which is related to 31 and 32 and can be heard together if the commission wishes.
Items 30, 31, and 32 have been called for. Is there any discussion on those items from the commission?
Yeah. Hey, Roy. It'd really mean a lot to me if we could put to motion item 30. It's my favorite, personal favorite.
There's an easier way inside local politics. Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
With Senior Dimensions, you can enjoy life knowing your Medicare plan includes medical and prescription coverage, along with access to a large provider network in Nevada, so you can dance the night away worry-free. Senior Dimensions. It's your life. Make it happen.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hey, welcome to our all-star pundit panel today. We have first Bob Barango, the former Speaker of the Assembly. Welcome
Morning.
To you. And Marilyn York, family attorney. Welcome to you, Marilyn. And last but not least, Rue Goodnow of Parsons, Bailey, and Latimer. Welcome to you all. I wanted to start. Last week, it looked like John Ensign was on the rise again with his performance about the health care issue, but then just recently, the New York Times dropped a big bomb that detailed his affair with his best friend's wife, and now the Senate Ethics Committee is starting a preliminary investigation into the conduct of Senator Ensign. Bob, I want to ask you, this comes right after the New York Times story he's gotten. Can he survive?
Well, I don't know if he can survive or not, but certainly the amount of stories we're picking up, I understand the Washington Post either has done a very scathing article or will do one. There's some more coming out. The investigations are going forward. Barbara Boxer was on TV over the weekend about that. That was part of what she said in her news stories. It's picking up some momentum. You just don't know how far it's going to go or how fast it's going to go. He doesn't have any. Will he resign? I doubt it.
Well, Maryland, of course, there's a big bunch of Republicans that are in the race to run against Harry Reid in the Senate. If these candidates, specifically Sue Loudon and Danny Tarkanian, if they don't shy away from Ensign, or if Ensign tries, they want Ensign's help in the campaign, could that ultimately sink their campaign, any kind of relationship with Ensign?
I would say the corruption's a big issue, not the affair per se, because I think they were absolutely right in saying that's a private matter as much as it's been publicized. But the corruption backlash of it, I think they need to distance themselves or there's going to be a big problem, particularly in light of the details that are coming out and the specific facts supporting the fact that there looks to be some serious corruption or favor going on behind the scenes. That is something that can't be tolerated in the current state of the government. It needs to be not tolerated more than ever, I think.
Okay. Rue, is there any way that Senator Ensign can win on this thing down the road?
I think the fact that Barbara Boxer wants to keep this story alive shouldn't surprise anybody. We don't really know of any facts at this point in time that would constitute a crime under FEC regulations. So, I think we need to wait and see what the investigation actually shows. And I doubt that that'll have any effect on the campaigns for Senate. Whoever comes out on top of that's going to challenge Harry Reid. He's got a lot of baggage he's carrying because of, being the point man at this point in time. I think that's what that race will be about, not Senator Ensign's issues.
Okay, now, Bob, that Senator Ensign and Senator Reid have long time had a non-aggression pact toward each other. Some Democrats now seem to be a little uncomfortable with that, with the Ensign issue. Do you think that if Senator Reid continues his non-aggression pact with Senator Ensign, that would hurt him in the election coming up next year?
Well, I don't think so. Their non-aggression pact really has been to do good things for the state of Nevada together and to do some other issues together, but I don't think that this will be brought up to hurt Senator Reid. I mean, he's doing what he should be doing, and they've been working together to do it.
Okay. Marilyn, let me change the subject. To another Reid, Rory Reid, the Democratic contender for governor. Now, on this show last month, he did not answer a question when he was asked if he would have supported or vetoed the $780 million tax hike that went through the legislature. It seems to me that that's a question that Nevadans would want to know to see where he stands really on taxes. Do you think he needs to answer this question before the election?
I think so. I think that he may be waiting to see what the effects of that $780 million or billion-dollar bailout are before he answers, but absolutely. Of course people want to know, particularly before it's fully showed its cards as to its effectiveness.
Rory Reid is playing his cards close to his vest. What about this question? It's a $780 million campaign question.
Taxes in the next session are not just an issue. They're the issue. This year, they put that whole issue off to the next session. We're going to hear from the study commission, which will be appointed here shortly. There's a commission, also an independent contractor. It's going to be hired to study our tax system. There's going to be a whole new set of recommendations. They'll be looking at various types of new taxes and tax increases. I think that's something that the candidates cannot fail to talk about, and they're going to have to come to grips with the fact that we have economic challenges. So he'll have to come out with a position on it.
Okay, real quick, let me change the subject one more time, Bob. This is the last one. If Senator Ensign did resign, Governor Gibbons appoints the new senator. What if Governor Gibbons appointed himself? Wow,
that's a power he has, and that would surely create a whole new series of debates and discussions and more fodder for the talk show, and it would open up all kinds of things. It's a very fascinating subject, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We got to stop it right there. We'll be right back after these few messages with more on Nevada Newsmakers.
If you have back pain, arthritis, fibromyalgia, tendonitis, any kind of joint and muscle pain or stiffness at all, you finally have a safe, effective relief. Dr. Frank's homeopathic joint and muscle pain relief.
I had a lot of fear that I would be crippled at a very young age. It was a miracle that I found something safe and that had such dramatic pain relief.
Dr. Frank's is all natural. Just spray here and stop all your pain everywhere. For the first time ever, these 10 homeopathic ingredients have been combined in a revolutionary oral spray that stops inflammation, pain, and stiffness.
I pretty much quit tennis just because of the pounding. Since using this spray, my pain and tenderness and swelling and soreness and stiffness has gone.
If you have any kind of joint and muscle pain or stiffness, Dr. Frank's joint and muscle pain relief is the safe, all-natural relief you've been searching for.
I have no pain in my knees, no sciatica, and I'm pain-free.
I'm Dr. Ken Frank. I'm a medical doctor. There is a safe way to stop your pain, and I guarantee that your daily aches and pains, whether mild or severe, will stop or significantly decrease with this formula.
Start living your life pain-free. Try safe, effective Dr. Frank's risk-free. Call now and get a 200-spray trial bottle for only $19.95.
It was as though someone has given me an electric shock that went up the arm, and I could not do that. Now, I can't get that pain no matter how far I turn my arm. And now I'm playing tennis again.
Call now and spray away your pain in days. Call now for your risk-free trial bottle of Dr. Frank's Joint and Muscle Pain Relief. Ask how to double the supply for free. And also ask how to get for free Dr. Frank's 100-page book about natural and safe pain relief without drugs.
Call now. 1-800-572-9269. 1-800-572-9269. That's 1-800-572-9269.
Dr. Frank's Pain Relief really works.
Thanks for watching today. Remember, you can catch all the Nevada Newsmakers programs on NevadaNewsmakers.com. Tomorrow, the guest is former Kansas Governor Bill Graves. He's the president and CEO of the American Trucking Association. So we'll see you tomorrow. Keep on trucking. Thank you.